It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Wisconsin is home to more than 130 memory cafes, including a new monthly bilingual cafe in Racine. A worldwide memory cafe tracker, it raises awareness about these social events designed for people living with memory loss and their caregivers. Call in with a question. You can share your perspective at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Diane Rogstad is Outreach Supervisor for the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Racine County. Diane, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Wendy Bettley here as well, Senior Program Director for the Alzheimer's Association Wisconsin Chapter. Wendy, welcome.
Thank you, and good morning to everyone.
Wendy, let's start with you. You know, what qualifies as a memory cafe? Can you give us a little bit of a primer there?
Sure. So memory cafes started in Wisconsin back in 2011, 2012, and the purpose of them was to allow individuals who are impacted by memory loss in the earlier stages, as well as their care partners, an outlet to get together, to connect with others, and to have an opportunity to be together, not worry about the disease. So we call it kind of a disease-free environment. But it's really just to provide extra socialization for individuals and their care partner at this journey.
Do you find that there are social stigmas attached with dementia? What type of, you know, difference does a memory cafe make for that situation?
Yeah, so a lot of people are still unaware of what Alzheimer's disease is and other types of dementia. There's a lot of thought processes out there that these individuals can't do anything or they can't be part of society anymore. People picture them as being much older, and all of that is false. And the cafes really show an opportunity that people can still be involved in the community and continue to live life well. And I can give a great example, is we had started a cafe at another location many years ago when we first started this, and just bringing people into an environment. It was at a local restaurant. The waitresses and staff there were surprised in how well people were who were living with memory loss, and they learned a lot themselves. So just that little bit breaks down that stigma of Alzheimer's disease.
Diane, you overseeing outreach efforts for the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Racine County. Your organization hosts a bilingual memory cafe. How is that going?
Well, we started that in June of 2023, and it's going fairly well. Every month is a little bit different, different activities and different people in attendance, but we're off to a good start.
And can you talk a little bit about what happens at your memory cafes and what the gathering is like?
Well, we really work with the people that are there. So, and really work on, you know, strengths that they have. So bring them in. It's a comfortable social gathering, play games. They love to play bingo. Music is always a favorite. Do different activities based on what they're interested in. For example, February being that it's Valentine's Day, they asked if we could make some Valentine's cards and give that to their loved ones. So we will be doing some of those things this month. So,
are there any little rituals or moments that happen at memory cafes that happen each time?
I think the biggest part that happens each time is the social connection between the individuals that do come, and they really start building those relationships, and they are really understanding that they're not alone and that they can, you know, be in the community and do social connections and stuff, even while addressing some sort of memory loss.
We're talking about memory cafes in Wisconsin, offering support to people living with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias. Diane Rogstad oversees outreach with Racine County's Aging and Disability Resource Center. Wendy Bettley is here, lead senior programming with the Wisconsin chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. You can join in. Questions and comments are welcome along the way. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Wendy, does a memory cafe venue or a setting matter? What about the place that people gather?
Yeah, so, you know, you can really have a memory cafe anywhere, but I always like to look at memory cafes as a place that you would go and hang out with friends or maybe go on a date with your loved one or, you know, do that type of event location. So there are places that we hold them at libraries. There's lots of libraries throughout the state of Wisconsin that offer these. There are restaurants that offer these, coffee shops. Some senior centers will offer it. And so it's just a good opportunity to reconnect into the community. So I always like it when they're offered and at libraries and in coffee shops, just because it brings people back into a place that they're more familiar with and they can reconnect and utilize those resources.
Wendy, what do you think of bilingual memory cafes?
I was very excited when Racine started theirs. It's utmost importance, especially with the population of Latinos in our community, you know, are at a higher risk of developing memory loss than Caucasian. So it's important that we offer memory cafes to all communities throughout Wisconsin.
Diane, what led Racine County to launch a bilingual memory cafe last year?
The Racine demographics show that our Hispanic population is at about 14%. And it was really important to us to really offer supports and the memory cafe to the entire community. So it was important that we expanded into a bilingual cafe so that everyone felt welcome within those settings. So,
Do you think are memory cafes an aspect of creating a dementia-friendly community?
Definitely. I think that that it's important to really understand that a dementia-friendly community is something that we work very hard for. We have trained the Racine Public Library. We have several other memory cafes in Racine County as well. And those locations are also trained to be dementia-friendly. And we continue to work with the community to try and train as many people and make the awareness of Alzheimer's and dementia to be welcoming to those individuals and their caregivers.
Diane Rogstad is Outreach Supervisor for the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Racine County. Wendy Bettley is Senior Program Director for the Alzheimer's Association Wisconsin Chapter. As we discuss memory cafes, call in with a question. You can share your thoughts anytime, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We learn about memory cafes, social gatherings, allowing people who experience memory loss, along with their loved ones, the ability to enjoy activities together, like making Valentines and making connections at the same time. A new bilingual memory cafe offering is underway in Racine. And Diane Rogstad is with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Racine County. Wendy Bettley is with the Alzheimer's Association Wisconsin Chapter. You can be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. Share comments. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Wendy, the State Health Department estimates roughly 120,000 people are living with Alzheimer's disease. How does your association measure the success of local programming and meeting the needs of Wisconsinites living with Alzheimer's?
Yeah, so we listen to the constituents in Wisconsin. They are telling us, you know, what's needed, what they want. We provide care and support services throughout the state, and being able to have that dialogue and understanding what their needs are utmost importance. And it may not be what we as the association may provide directly, but it may be what other organizations such as the Aging Disability Resource Centers throughout Wisconsin that can also provide assistance with their dementia care specialists that they have. So, you know, it's really just taking the time, listening to where people are at, and doing our best to find a way to help navigate what they're going through and provide those resources to them.
Do you find are the needs changing and growing in the communities and people you talk with?
Yeah, I really think, you know, one thing that's really sparked from COVID is the realization of isolation has been a big challenge. And so trying to increase the ability for people to get out and do social engagement activities like memory cafes is really important. We've also seen that, you know, there's a lot of communities in Wisconsin, rural, underrepresented communities that really need additional resources. I also saw a shift in people who are actually identifying that they're experiencing some memory loss at a much earlier age than, you know, and sooner in the disease process than mm-hmm. before. So, yeah, things are changing. You know, that we've got a lot of new technology. People are becoming more aware of the disease. Not enough. We still need to do a lot more awareness. But I do see a little change happening.
Diane, what support does the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Racine County offer for families managing Alzheimer's disease?
The ADRC has a dementia care specialist that really is passionate about that position and goes out and does training and education to individuals, families, groups, businesses, from all aspects, whether it be, you know, a business to work with individuals that are coming in and dealing with a memory loss, to individuals who have just been diagnosed and now what, and where do you go, and how does this journey start and begin? We also have a caregiver support team. We have four lovely ladies that follow caregivers through the journey to help strengthen their awareness of taking care of others, those with dementia or Alzheimer's, as well as taking care of themselves at the same time to really, you know, maximize the independence that they can have and for the quality of life purposes.
As you talk about caregivers and the support they need, I think it's interesting to bring up the distinction that memory cafes, that they're not meant to be respite programs for caregivers. Can you, Diane, elaborate on that?
The person with memory loss and their loved one, whether it be a family, a friend, maybe even a caregiver that comes into the home to come with them, really brings that connection with others in the community to be able to really support them, you know, to know that you're not alone, to have that socialization and make those connections is important for us. And I really think that it strengthens the ability for us to work with them and to address the journey that they're on and to be able to help meet their needs as the needs change with the disease process.
Do you find with the caregiver support team in Racine County that they see caregivers perhaps under a lot of emotional stress and other stresses in their ability to offer that care and support for a loved one?
Caregiving is one of the hardest jobs you can have. So we say there's more than 24 hours in a day when you're a caregiver because it's 24/7. And so the need for some respite and the need for the support is there. There's no doubt that caregiving is one of the hardest jobs you can have.
Wendy, how does the Alzheimer's Association Wisconsin chapter look at the caregiving aspect and what caregivers need in order to be able to help that loved one through this disease?
Yeah, so everyone's journey is a little different. And we provide additional support in providing support groups, education programs for family members as well. And you really have to listen. I mean, like I had said earlier, every journey is different along the way, and you just have to be there and be with them and present in that moment.
Hmm. What is your advice for families when a caregiver is unable to take care of their loved one with Alzheimer's? Wendy, you first.
Yeah, reach out. It's amazing the support that's available in the state of Wisconsin. Reach out to your local Aging Disability Resource Centers, your Alzheimer's Association. There's a lot of organizations that can provide that. Don't be afraid to ask for help. I think asking for help is one of the hardest things to do, but it's also the best thing to do, because they're not in this alone. A lot of times people, you know, they receive this diagnosis, the care partner is overwhelmed, they feel themselves getting tired, but it's nice to be able to connect with others, which helps make the journey maybe a little bit easier.
Wendy Bettley with us with the Alzheimer's Association Wisconsin chapter, Diane Rogstad with Racine County's Aging and Disability Resource Center, as we look at supporting people living with Alzheimer's disease and their caregivers. Call in questions and comments. Welcome. 800-642-1234. Paul in Summit is here. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for a great show. Both my parents died of Alzheimer's, and I oversaw their care for about the last 8 years of their life, and I watched them waste away. I'm the youngest of seven. I recently did a medical memory history of all of my siblings. My three oldest siblings have Alzheimer's or dementia. Mm-hmm. It is a fatal disease. And recently I talked to my brother, and we were talking about end-of-life options. It's something that's not really talked about. You know, I personally, there's a good possibility I'll have it. I do not want to waste away for 2 years, you know, in a nursing home. I saw what that was like on a day-to-day basis. And it's something that's not really discussed, to give people end-of-life options for people that know that they have it, that they're moving further along, and they don't want that to be their end story. And you know, talking about that respectfully, it's a difficult conversation to have, but one that I find that I am now having with a sibling and talking to other people about it. Thanks for the great show.
Oh, Paul, thank you so much for calling in on such a difficult situation topic. Diane, what comes up for you?
I think that it's important to plan ahead. I kudos to him that he is talking with his siblings and having those discussions. Really know what your advanced directives are and to reach out and connect with others to figure out what you need to do to plan ahead is very important in this process.
Wendy, what are your thoughts for Paul and Summit?
I agree with exactly what Diane had mentioned. Planning early, having those discussions, and be willing to listen to what that person wants and be open to have that conversation. Those are conversations that are not easy for anyone to have. And knowing that, you know, he's already dealt with, you know, two family members and now more, that's really got to be a hard thing to go through for him. But again, I agree. Kudos to him for coming forward, having those discussions. I tell people all the time, don't avoid those conversations. Start them early. Start planning early. 'Cause once you understand what people want, then you can help them better.
Diane, I want to circle back to memory cafes here as we close. I'm wondering just what relationships develop and flourish at these memory cafe events. What do you hear?
There's some lifelong relationships that happen. We have caregivers that have become friends, spouses, or whatever, that maybe have had memory loss, and those connections where they get together outside of Memory Cafe. They go for dinner. Those folks that they can pick up the phone and talk to when the day and celebrate, or maybe something's going on and they just needed someone to talk to. They're very important to be social and to have someone there that is be able to listen to them. And that's great.
Well, Diane and Wendy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Diane Rogstad is Outreach Supervisor for the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Racine County. Wendy Bentley is Senior Program Director for the Alzheimer's Association Wisconsin Chapter. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.